We're getting closer and closer to something in Washington, either a shutdown or a deal of some kind. The problem is that a deal is going to require compromise, and there are some parts of the country that don't think compromise is a good idea. Listen to this Tea Party activist speaking to lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday.
There is no question Obama should be impeached for what he's done to the American people. No question right now, and it's getting worse. How are you guys going to stop it?
He is questioning the lawmakers, pressuring them not to compromise with either Democrats or the president. This is what many freshman lawmakers are dealing with, and they're turning around and applying that pressure to their own Republican leadership. Joining in us right now is Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. And actually, the message from Tea Party activists like that guy we just heard from is don't make any deals, right?
Yeah, that's the message that they're exerting. There was another Tea Party rally on the Hill yesterday, Celeste. So, hey, I decided to spend a little bit of time with one of these Tea Party freshmen to kind of figure out what they're thinking about in this time of no compromise.
But you're not saying you went over to the dark side, right?
No. You know, they're all on the light side to me,
that's
John.
Right,
you know
that's
how
right,
I feel
that's
about
right.
Congress.
I'm just playing with you, Todd.
Love these guys. You know, that's just me.
Well, but they are driving the show. I mean, it's a really important point.
They are driving the show, and they're really driving the House leadership right now in a big way. There's 80 of these people, at least. Here's a guy you've probably never heard of. His name's Blake Fahrenthold. He's a Republican. He represents the 27th District in Texas. Now, that's Corpus Christi and Brownsville, sort of along the east coast of Texas there, along the Gulf. He came to Congress after unseating a 15-termer, and I joined him in his office yesterday. He was taking some meetings with constituents in an office that's much bigger than most freshmen get. Listen to this.
So you got the incumbent's office for 2 years.
Not bad. I have the office of a 28-year incumbent.
You did well. Wow.
So. All right. So Fahrenthold, freshman, but is he actually a longtime politician? This is just his first time in Congress?
No, he's not. As a matter of fact, this is the only office he's ever run for. He's never been on city council, never been an alderman. He's a lawyer. He ran a computer business. He had an internet consulting firm for a while. He spent some time as a conservative talk radio host and even a top 40 DJ, which I liked. He's a radio guy. Now he's only 3 months into his congressional term, and here they are in the center of it talking about a shutdown. Fahrenthold and his colleagues want $61 billion in cuts right away, and they want President Obama's health care law repealed. Now, Democrats are painting Fahrenthold and his Tea Party colleagues as extreme, and I asked him about that. What does he think about that caricature?
See, I don't think we're extreme at all. We are the common sense folks that many of us were never in politics before. We were business people who looked up and said, we're tired of complaining about Washington, D.C. We're going to put ourselves on the line and do something about it. That's why I'm here.
All right, but he says that they're not extreme at all. Some people would say that going in saying shut down the government instead of compromising, they would say that that is extreme.
Right. Well, compromise is supposed to be the engine that makes the government work. There's more than one house of government. It's not a parliament. We don't have a party that takes over and forms a government and just passes laws in this country. It's not the UK. And I asked him about that. You want $61 billion in cuts right now? The Speaker and Democrats are hovering around $33 billion. You're not going to get everything you want. The president's not going to repeal his own health care law. So, you know, I asked him, if there's a shutdown, Democrats are going to vilify you, fairly or not. How are you going to deal with that?
A shutdown will definitely get a big reaction because it'll be a big news story. But I don't think it's a win for the American people, but it may be a necessity.
Mm-hmm. A necessity
to move the debate forward. We've got to get off of dealing with yesterday's problems and cleaning up the mess and on to charting a course for this country that leads to financial stability and economic prosperity.
Now, a shutdown would be painful. Fahrenthold admits that. But, you know, guys, he likens this whole thing to a drunken party sort of the morning after us, a drunken spending party. And there's beer cans all over the floor. Somebody has to clean it up.
Yeah,
it's an ugly, ugly mess.
So the shutdown is the hangover on the next day, I guess.
Right. Yeah. We've heard that before. But he's right on one thing. He gets a lot more attention forcing this issue than ending up as one of a million co-sponsors of some piece of legislation that no one will ever hear about.
That's true, and that's what happens when you come to Congress in a wave. And unity has been extremely valuable to the Tea Party. They haven't stuck together on every single vote, but they've stuck together on a lot of them, and their supporters have been on Capitol Hill with signs throughout this shutdown fight, pushing, 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 and it's really having an effect. So look, you know, I asked Fahrenthold, you know, he's one of 80 or so conservatives that are leaning on John Boehner. He must be, you know, maybe worried about reprisals. And, you know, he's... It's interesting what he said, because he's not so much worried about reprisals from the leadership. In politics, you might say, you know, if I embarrass the Speaker of the House, he's going to come back and mess up my reelection, or he's going to take something away from me, or the chairman of my committee is going to undercut me and really undermine me in the future. That's what members of Congress often worry about when they buck the leadership. But his answer was a little bit different. It's not the leadership that Fahrenthold is worried about in this showdown.
Who was he worried about?
I made a promise. I've got to go home and look the folks who elected me in the eye. These are people in Corpus Christi that I've known since I was in grade school. And I worked hard to gain a little bit of respect in the community. If I come home a liar, I don't want to have to move.
All right, but he could face, I mean, serious reprisals, not from the Republican leadership, but from the people. I mean, in the last time we had a shutdown, you recall, in 1995, they blamed the Republicans who held up the deal.
Yes, that's
the
true.
Public.
And that's true. And Fahrenthold says he's prepared for that, too. You know, a lot of this goes back to that pledge to America. It's on paper. And he said that again and again. It's on paper. And I signed it. Now, if I go back home to all my friends and people who've known me since grade school in Corpus Christi and Brownsville, they wave this paper in my face. I've got to be credible. If Barack Obama beats me politically down in Brownsville, that's fine. But I'll deal with that in the future. Right now, I have to be able to go in the coffee shop and face the people who know me.
All right. That's Todd Zwillick. Todd, closer to it, are you making bets on whether we're going to get a shutdown or not?
Oh, I never ever do that. Things are looking a little better after the meetings last night. The president says the differences have narrowed, and I guess they have. Like I said, we could be in a situation where we get both a deal and a shutdown. We won't know what that looks like until Monday.
Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. He is tweeting all of these updates. You can follow his Twitter feed. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.